I think a telling event at the end yesterday in the Gwyneth Paltrow trial was when she whispered to Terry Sanderson, "I wish you well." I think that's what all encompassed as far as finalization, putting a stamp on things. Here to discuss, forensic psychiatrist, body language, and columnist of Inside the Criminal Mind in Front Page Detectives. Check it out. It's fascinating. FrontPageDetectives.com with Dr. Carol Lieberman. I think it was kind of a viewpoint endured by many yesterday, Carol, of saying, you know what? You tried, you failed, and here you go. As she left that courtroom, Gwyneth Paltrow, and a dollar richer, I might add, as she touched his shoulder and reportedly whispered, "I wish you well." And then, by the way, he came back and said, "Thank you, dear," with very little emotion. I think that kind of sums it up. Welcome.
Well, you know, I don't know that it really did not seem very sincere on her part. And I think when he said, "Thank you, dear," that was an example of what he was saying on the mountain, you know, when he said, like, when he was polite or whatever, when he was still very shocked. Bottom line, I am really disappointed with the verdict. I think this is another example of a celebrity verdict. I mean, not that his case was 100% great either, because, you know, as it turned out at the end, they showed that he went to all these different places, and that really kind of did him in right before the jury went to verdict, you know, showing that you're really that sick, then how come you went all over the world? But I think her smile, her smirk throughout the whole trial was just really nauseating. And if people knew, if the jurors knew, if they were skiers, they would know that what he was saying about the collision was true. It could not have happened the way that she said. Clearly it happened the way that he said. And so it's just really disappointing, the whole thing.
Disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. I thought it was he was trying, he was fishing for something from yesteryear. This thing happened 7 years ago, and I thought the telling of it all was the fact that he was damaged brain-wise, but even prior to this accident, as noted on the stand a couple of days ago. So in essence, I really think Dr. Terry Sanderson is suffering a great deal more than what's being told here.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But what that is, and what they didn't make, his lawyers did not make this point, you know, he is an eggshell plaintiff. Yes, he had some problems, various physical problems, and maybe some mental ones too, but he had problems before the collision. That is true, and you can make hay out of that. That's what you do. I mean, as an expert witness, that when I'm when I'm on the plaintiff's side, and you know, of course, the defense says, "Oh, well, no, he had that all of these things before, and nothing happened. You know, the car accident or whatever the incident is didn't do anything to him." And then I come right back with, "Yes, but he's an eggshell plaintiff, which means that he was more vulnerable to the crash, and therefore it had more. Your client, you know, the person who caused the crash, was able to do more damage because he was already fragile."
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and I certainly understand the disingenuous demeanor of Gwyneth Paltrow, who I am not a fan of, by the way. But in this particular case, if you go back into the events where Sanderson sued Paltrow, what, 2019, for a little over $3 million, claiming the crash at Deer Valley left him brain impaired, damaged his relationships with others. The judge dismissed the initial complaint. He refiled for $300,000. Paltrow countersued for the dollar, just about a dollar, whatever it was. Plus, you know, I'm sure her likely six-figure legal fees, which the jury awarded her as they agree that the crash, again, was Sanderson's fault. So, in essence, you know, I just felt that this guy was like a dog with a bone, trying to latch on to something, knowing damn well who at the other end of things was at stake from a financial sense, that being this actress. So I found it disingenuous, not only on her part, as far as demeanor-wise, but disingenuous as far as Sanderson and his legal team for pursuing this a long shot as it was.
Well, I mean, I don't think he wanted it to take this many years. You know, it went through the court system, and that's just what it took. He would have been happy for it to have gone to court, you know, right at the beginning. But he did have his lawyers, other than one of them, were really bad. I mean, that was a big part of it. They were, it was really embarrassing how bad they were. And, you know, of course, she had more money. I mean, this happens in so many cases. The person with the money wins. And not necessarily, you know, of course, if they're a star, but even just in regular people, you know, you can pay for better lawyers, you can pay for better demonstrative exhibits, like they had that video. You know, it really is kind of an unfair system.
Thought Sanderson was bizarre, made a complete lunacy type comparison midweek between Paltrow and the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, which, by the way, the judge instructed the jury to completely disregard, and rightfully so. It was just a couple of instances where you had to scratch your head with all of this stuff, you know, how he kind of reenacted the scream and everything else. That something was not right there for me as well. And you could get a sense that this guy has issues. He has made issues here. And that was the overall situation in my eyes, that, you know, listen, it's Gwyneth Paltrow that he's going up against here. He's got issues from a mental standpoint, without question.
Well, you know, and that, of course, some of it might have been before the collision, but certainly some of it was after. I mean, what about his fiance? Certainly she was very authentic. His witness, the man who was skiing with him, he was very authentic. You know, he saw it. He was the only one who saw it, the friend. And I think that his account of how the accident happened really was true. It wasn't really, in the end, it wasn't about that. You know, they made this fancy video to show a different point of view, but it was just, you know, too many things. You know, the ski instructor who testified for her. I mean, of course he's going to do that. He wants to keep being her ski instructor. I mean, it just kind of smelled to me. Not that he was perfect, not that Sanderson was perfect by any means, but you know, if she really wants to, hopes that he does well or whatever she whispered, she won't make him pay for her attorney's fees.
I think overall, Carol, it's so tough to determine whose fault it actually was as far as this accident. Very, very tough to determine and to depict from way back. So, in essence, you know, I felt it was the right decision. I really did. But you know what? That's why we have discussions of this nature. And we shall see as far as what else happens down the line. Can't thank you enough, though, for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Thank you.